Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, where we actually do have conversations about the... We have a conversation, not a monologue, but a back and forth about the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that people are talking about. And Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn join me each day for that conversation. We have the Queen of Cheap Report coming up in a matter of moments. Kenny Kessler is monitoring Facebook to see who's got a birthday and wants a wake-up call. I'll give you the information for that. But first, let's talk about this police officer, the one who shot the college football player, and the fact that he got fired after making a series of troubling decisions. The police chief said more about this 19-year-old college football player. Why do they have to identify him as a college football player? I don't care that he's a college football player. That doesn't make his life worth more or less than somebody else who's 19 years old that's going to school.
Sure it does. Everybody knows that football players are worth more than the regular folk.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. His name was Christian Taylor. And he was the latest unarmed black person to die at the hands of a white police officer. He was seen on security surveillance tape vandalizing cars in an auto dealership. This is Arlington, Texas, just outside of Dallas. Taylor was shot a number of times by police officer Brad Miller, who was still undergoing training with the department. The medical examiner found Taylor had gunshot wounds to the neck, chest, and abdomen.
If he's still undergoing training, why is he carrying a gun?
Why is he at 49? I guess I'm wondering a lot of that stuff myself. If he were 20 or 21 or 22 or 23 or 24, he's 49.
So at 49, he can't exercise enough judgment.
The police chief said Miller made several bad decisions in communicating with fellow officers and initially approaching Taylor on his own without a plan for arresting him. Quote, this demonstrated questionable decision-making on the part of Officer Miller that contributed to the outcome of the event. I have found several decisions made on the scene to be troubling, and therefore he fired him. That's probably the least of what's going to happen to him. It's bad. There were five other officers on the scene, including the training officer for Officer Miller. His name is Corporal Dale Wiggins. He tried to use a taser to subdue the suspect, but somehow Miller got the drop on him. Based on a preponderance of evidence available to me and facts revealed by the investigative team, I have decided to terminate Officer Miller. He exercised poor judgment. Johnson said investigators would prepare a criminal case in the matter for prosecutors to present to a grand jury. So I would wonder... Here, I've said in most of these instances, the police should be tried for murder in any number of ways. You can look and see how they operate improperly. But I guess my question would be, in terms of training, what are you told as a police officer? And I'd be eager to hear from somebody who is a police officer, who's been trained the right way, at 888-302-3684. How is it that you are trained to think through your plan? You got to be quick and sound of mind when you're in these situations. Although this other kid, this 19-year-old, didn't have a gun, so he did not pose an immediate danger, one would think, not to the tune of pulling out your gun and shooting him a number of times. But what are you trained to do under the circumstances? What is it? I guess that's kind of what confuses me about these police officers who come on board and their first response is to shoot. What do you think is going to happen after that? If you haven't thought through what the ramifications are and don't know that you're going to be held liable if you shoot somebody improperly, it's going to be not only the end of your job, your career, but probably your freedom. So are they not being taught this when they go to the police academy? Is this Steve Guttenberg training these people, or who is it?
Steve Guttenberg.
I mean, but think about it. What kind of clowns are going to, in this circumstance, not teach these men and women that there are consequences. If you don't follow the book and do it the way it's supposed to be done, you're going to be held personally responsible. And it could mean the end of your job, which it did for Williams, the end of your career. Now, this guy will never get another job as a police officer.
It'd be nice and maybe if we could talk to a police officer to talk about the type of training that
Well, that's what I suggested. Yeah, that's why I asked the question.
The curious thing is if things have changed. I mean, there has been a lot of black on white and a lot of, you know, hatred towards police and a lot of, you know, just a lot
Which
of elements to this story. And so it makes you wonder if they're just tied tighter right now because there's all this going on, or if this has just been
all
a problem.
All the more
that
reason for better
attention.
Training than Jennifer, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. NBC is reporting that the cop that was fired shot this kid once, and then his training officer tased him. And after he was tased, he shot him 3 more times.
Wow. Well, that's kind of, after being tased, you're disoriented. I mean, wow.
All right. Yeah. So fast forward or fast backwards. Back to Ferguson, where that black 18-year-old was shot and is in serious condition. He was unarmed. He was
actually, it looks like he had a gun.
He did? His father said he didn't
surveillance.
Have
surveillance. Yeah, they found one of the local stores had a surveillance tape, and it showed that he picked up a gun.
Because he was shooting it at cops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one in, you're talking about the one at Ferguson from the other night.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so that's good to have that information. So then does that make it appropriate for him to have been shot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
All right, especially if we're shooting at officers.
Well, especially if he's shooting at anybody.
So
you
see, part of the problem here is that we have incorrect knowledge. We've been talking about this all morning. We've been talking about it all week, all year. I find that, you know, we search for information to try to find as much info as we can that helps you understand all of the sides of the story. But if it's not there, we don't have it. And the first information I had was that he was unarmed. So now that's been disproven.
Yeah, that's what his father was saying.
That's what his father was saying. I've heard all along he was shooting at plainclothes police officers.
Really? And this was as a result of his being angry about Brown, or just because he had a gun, or just because it was the 1-year anniversary? Do we know why this kid was shooting it up?
Well, he was a friend of Michael Brown's. We don't know if that's the reason he was out there. I mean, what's the reason to shoot a gun at somebody? There is no reason to shoot a gun at somebody.
Not if you're saying there isn't.
So, I mean, regardless of whether or not he was caught up in the moment of the protest, he's mad at the police, he's upset about his friend, who knows? Who cares? The idea is you don't do that.
Yeah.
It's against the law, and you're going to get shot.
I think I'm more on your side here in the who cares department. There are so many sides to this. There's right and there's wrong, and there's not much gray when it comes to this sort of thing, at least in my mind. I don't think there's a whole lot.
I'm just not interested in tying the hands of the police when it comes to someone with a firearm. I mean, should they be looked at when they are going after unarmed people? Yes, definitely, by all means. But when you have a guy on the street flailing around a gun, he knows what he's asking for.
All right, 15 after the hour, the Super Showdown, next on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. People spend all day in bed or on the couch when they could be out in the fresh air, experiencing thrills and adventure. All it takes to get going is a commitment to having fun. Bikes, better than cars.
Cars suck, bikes roll.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. When was the last time you cleared your mind out at 70 miles an hour in a car? Why are bikes better than cars? I don't know. When was the last time you paid $100 for cage insurance? What do you need to fix a motorcycle compared to repairing a car? The sight of 200 horsepower cages disappearing in the rear views of a 60 horsepower motorcycle? Priceless.
Cars suck, four wheels suck, ride two wheels, handlebars up.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympic gymnastic legend scored his pair of gold medals in the 1984 Olympics. He had a perfect 10 on the parallel bars and was also part of a U.S. gymnastic squad that scored a team gold.
Half turn to a handstand or stutz to a handstand, and all he has left is his dismount, and he nails it.
So where is Bart Connor now? Bart and his coach Paul Ziert took over International Gymnast Magazine in 1992. 4 years later, they launched Grips Etc., a gymnastics supply company. Bart operates the Bart Connor Gymnastics Academy, works as a TV commentator, and serves on the board of the Special Olympics. He's married to another gold medal gymnast, Nadia Comaneci.
Will you take Nadia Comaneci to be your lovable wife?
Yeah.
Bart and Nadia, a perfect 10. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
Dr. Buff here, so how about an easy way to eat less and enjoy it more? It's as simple as the color of your plate, and it's a trick that restaurants know how to use to their economic advantage. Here's the science of it. Most parents unwittingly use colorful china with animated cartoon characters emblazoned to cajole their children into eating. So adults are conditioned and will continue to eat even after they're full just to discern the design on the plate like they did when they were kids. The more elaborate the pattern, the greater the need to eat to see clearly what's on the bottom. What's the cheap psychological trick? Forget the blue plate special. Eat from a plain white plate and you'll eat less and enjoy it more. That's why restaurants always serve you on white china. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Yes, she is.
It's Roberta.
It certainly is.
Yes, I am.
All kinds of deals. So let's get to them. By the way, you can find more info on these deals at the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com.
Well, if the dollar menu at McDonald's wasn't cheap enough for you, if you want something even lower priced at McDonald's, how about free? Well, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you how to get a free regular menu sandwich at McDonald's. All you got to do is take your smartphone. Now, if you have to buy the dollar menu at McDonald's, maybe you don't have a smartphone. But if you have a smartphone, download the new McDonald's app and you scan it to your phone and you get your free sandwich. You get a new offer each week. So at first you get something free and then maybe you get something, I don't know, half price, and maybe you get something full price, and maybe you get other deals. But first time around, you get a free sandwich. That ain't too bad. Okay, next, Walmart. You get a $5 gift card with a $15 Henkel purchase. Now, first I said, what the heck is a Henkel purchase?
Yeah, what
well,
is that?
Henkel is a manufacturer. They do products like Dial for Men, Right Guard, Tone, Purex, Dry Idea, stuff like that. Those are their participating products. So you buy some $15 worth of those in one shopping trip. You star the items on your receipt, take a picture, upload the picture to the promotion website with your email address, and you'll get a $5 Walmart gift card. Not too bad. The deal goes through the end of September or until they reach 8,000 people who actually figure out exactly how they're supposed to do this. And those wonderful free shopping bags.
I love the way you put me.
You can get a free reusable shopping bag at Rite Aid. It's actually a coupon that you have to kind of clip. So we actually have a picture of this coupon at DougStephan.com. It's good through the 15th of August. Usually those reusable shopping bags are like a dollar or two. However, you have to pay the tax on it, whatever the tax is in your state for, whatever a dollar or two is. 4 cents, 8 cents, 30 cents, California probably. But you get a free shopping bag. And you'll find all of these great things at the Better Living Box to the Queen of Cheap.
Hi, Queen of Cheap is at DougStephan.com, where the Better Living Box is. Hello to Rick Dawn, one of our Facebook friends listening to Good Day at 21 after the hour.